is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Georgia, South Caucasus. This is a state that during the Soviet era, I knew only as in Georgian wine was the best. Everybody in Moscow wanted a bottle of Georgian wine. Now, I visited Georgia twice with delegations in 17 and 18. Downtown is a charming European city. Didn't look like it had been updated for some decades. Now, of course, the building cranes have done their work, and it's prospering. Why? I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova, who writes for Geopolitical Futures. She's an analyst. She's based in Moscow, reintroducing me to why, between 17 and 18 and 24, the prosperity has come to Tbilisi. It was always going to be there, liberated from the strictures of Marxism. But in any event, there is a reason, and part of the reason is the conflict in Ukraine and also the willingness of the Georgian government to open itself up to trade around the world. But there is tension, and the tension now is the fact that there are no diplomatic ties between Tbilisi and Moscow. Very strange, but that's the fact. It's left over from the conflict of 2008. At the same time, there are elements in all parties in Tbilisi who say we need a balancing act, not too west, not too Moscow, back and forth, and we're doing well. But there's an election upcoming, and that may be determinative of this contest coming out in the open. Ekaterina, your essay is very helpful to understand the story so far. I want to establish what we have now. Georgian Dream is a dominant political party. The president right now is a woman named Salome Zurabichvili. And she is not Georgian Dream, but she was endorsed by Georgian Dream. The tension is over something called the Foreign Agents Law that would make any organization that receives more than 20% of its income from overseas to register with the government. How is that seen as a threat to people who are pro-West? Why are they worried about registration with the government? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I would start, I think, not to answer your question first, but I would like to say that your part about Georgian wine, it's a very important one. And actually, it will help us to answer other questions. To tell the truth, Georgian wine is still very popular in Moscow and in Russia, and more. There are a lot of Georgian restaurants, and right now there are a lot of Georgian lemonades, which are my favorite, for example, with the taste of beer, it's the best one. So, but we're going to talk about this a little bit later, and this is a very crucial thing. Talking about the Georgian dream and the current law, and what is happening right now in Georgia and what's happening during the last period of time. This is indeed was connected with this law. And in fact, the major story started from the point that Georgia was looking for a very long time to join the European Union and NATO. And of course, it wanted to fit the standards of these countries. So actually is this law that somehow regulate any media, any NGOs, is not seen as the European or NATO, well, better to say European standards. So this is why this law caused a lot of reactions from other parties, from a lot of people that actually were supporting the pro-European course of Georgia. And they were afraid that this law will lead to the situation when some points of policy will not fit this European policy. So this is why this law caused so much reaction. But also the major problem was another one. Exactly at the same time, the neighbor of Georgia, the Russian Federation, also decided to adopt the same law. So, you know, this the situation when two countries, especially in the post-Soviet world, are adopting almost the same law, while Russia is under the heavy sanctions, while Russia is having the same, the long cooperation in Ukraine. These led also people to the street to protest against of the law. So some of them, they saw a small connection with the Russian Federation. And actually, this is exactly what Georgian society was afraid of. During quite long period of time, Georgian society are looking for some balance, some neutrality, and for sure they don't want to be under the influence of the Russian Federation. It happens since the collapse of the Soviet Union, and it get worse after the Russian-Georgian war in 2008.
Right. I understand now, because this law is seen as inconsistent with the European Union, and that would in some way inhibit the ability of Georgia to join the EU and other trade advantages with the European Union. And because it's consistent with the Russian law, it's seen as a negative. All right. And now we turn to this upcoming election, because it's between various parties. There are a lot of splinter parties. Georgian Dream no longer dominates. You say it's about 30% support now of the population. Does Georgian Dream oppose the law, or is it more complicated than that? There's opposition everywhere. It doesn't matter what your party is. What is the Georgian Dream position of this foreign law that's now been, I believe it was passed by the parliament, rejected by the president, but they overrode her veto. So what does Georgian Dream think of it?
Well, Georgian Dream, actually, they were initiating this law. They were supporting this law. Right now, the ruling party, they have the majority in the parliament. So this is why they were able to make this works. So, but the major story here is that Georgian Dream as a party, they didn't start as the party that is balancing between Russia and the West. In the very beginning, when there were elections, so this party was very supportive towards the European trends, and it was very pro-European party. But it has changed a little bit its course, and right now it's actually balancing between Russia and the West, and sometimes it's even saying some statements that makes Russia quite pleased. For example, not so long time ago, the representatives of the Georgian Dream Party, they accused Saakashvili, it's the former president who was in presidential post during the war between Russia and Georgia. They accused him of starting this war, and they accused him that he was actually getting some support from outside. So they are balancing. They are definitely balancing. And this is definitely a huge change, of course, for them, which Russia is very happy to see. While, as you're absolutely right, the president, who in the very beginning was also very close to this party, she is still supporting the pro-European course. Plus, if we check her history, if we check her biography, we see that she had a very close ties with Europe. And it happens in right now, the Georgian government is seeing the moment when the majority of the in parliament, the major party, and the president of Georgia, they are following a little bit different course. And the major is the attitude to Russia.
I'm speaking with Ekaterina Zolotova. She's in Moscow writing for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend for Ekaterina, among other of the correspondents, to understand how Moscow's viewing right now all of the region that was once the Soviet Union. We're just speaking of Georgia. That was then. This is now. What are the opportunities ahead for Georgia in this balancing act between East and West? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bennett.